In every dream home, a heartache. And every step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so. Standards of living, they're rising daily. But home, oh sweet home, it's only a saying. From bell push to faucet, in smart town apartment, the cottage is pretty. The main house a palace. Penthouse perfection. But what goes on? What to do there? Better pray there. Open plan living, bungalow ranch style, all of its comforts seem so essential. I bought you mail order, my plain wrapper baby. Your skin is like vinyl, the perfect companion. You float in my new pool, deluxe and delightful. Inflatable doll, my role is to serve you. Disposable darling, can't throw you away now. Immortal and life-size, my breath is inside you. I'll dress you up daily and keep you till death's size. Inflatable doll, lover ungrateful, I blew up your body. But you blew my mind.
Oh! Hey now.
What's up?
The sky. The earth is low. The sky is high. I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little Hiss Muffet.
You just were playing that music, so...
I just was playing that music.
Maybe you want to talk about the music you were
playing. I will tell you what that was.
Or wasn't.
Or was not. Mm-hmm. We started out with the sexy interlude by TLC from the album Crazy Sexy Cool.
That's awesome. I like the poop jokes.
Yeah, TLC, poop jokes.
Poop jokes, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's, God, I was...
I never heard that before.
I was maybe... God, how old was I? I don't know. I was maybe like a young teen when that album came out. And I remember begging my mom... to let me buy it.
Oh.
And she was worried. My parents were pretty strict, so.
Had that little label, the little,
No, it didn't have the explicit, maybe that, no, that existed then.
The Tipper Gore label would have been existing then.
Yeah. Tipper Gore. It definitely existed then.
Maybe they don't curse, so it's not on there.
Yeah, maybe it's because there's not that much cursing, but I mean, there's a lot of songs about, you know, getting it on, and then there's like that one bit with the toilet humor.
Toilet humor is allowed, though.
Yeah, but my mom was very concerned that it wasn't age appropriate, but
Tipper Gore didn't catch that one.
Because
slipped through the cracks.
Screw you, Carol.
Slipped through Tipper Gore's crack.
But I don't know what happened to the cassette tape that I had over 20 years ago, but now I have it on vinyl, and I thought that would be a fun little start to a weird kind of noisy, whatever, experimental kind of.
My set was not noisy or experimental, though. Mine was just Sun Ra and beautiful jazz.
I'm not
music.
Talking about you. I'm talking about me right now, DJ Doug.
So you're trying to counter what I did. I said nothing experimental. Anyway, yes. Continue.
Anyway, and then after that was video game music. The song was Xevious. It starts with an X, so Xevious.
Hard to tell with an X. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could just be like a skipped letter, or it could be a Z.
Yeah. Or you know, in like.
It could just be
a
nothing.
Lot of, like, Asian, it could be, like, a almost like a SH sound.
Yeah.
Like, Xevious, I don't know.
It could
know.
Just be a skipped letter, too, yeah.
Who yeah, knows? But anyway, Xevious from video game music.
Okay, that was good.
Which, very beepy and fun.
Actually, it's not a, I'm sorry, I know a game that starts with X, but it's not that, probably.
Oh, I don't know, it doesn't say, like, what that, if... It is from specific games, or if it's just video game inspired.
It sounded like it was
music.
From specific games, but
I'm not a huge video game player, so it's nothing that I recognize. But all I really would recognize is like Mario Brothers, so or like Pac-Man.
I know one game that starts with Z, but I don't think it's that.
I don't know the guy's name on the album is Harumi Hosono. If that means anything to you, it's a cool name. But I just thought that I like the fun beepy music. I'm not a video game nerd, so I'm sorry if that disappoints anyone, but
I am.
And then after that we did a little layered moment of Gentle Rain in a Pine Forest.
That's very nice.
By Synthetic Silence. It's like a, I don't know, company, organization, or whatever that's like puts out these environments albums, where like each side is a different environmental sound experience. And I got this per the recommendation of someone at the punk rock flea market at Winner's Tavern in Pacifica.
Cool.
So I was kind of like looking at some like weird. Oh, because I picked up the Sound Effects album, and then he's like, oh, he's like, you like weird stuff like that. He's like, check this out. And so I got this one too. And so we listened to those two layered. Because, yeah, on top of the gentle rain in the pine forest, we listened to Sound Effects by Stereoscopic Audio Fidelity Label from Sound Effects Volume 1, which was a lovely array of everything from jets taking off to sinks draining, hearts beating, like dial tones. I think it was just like, yeah, just kind of like a flex for like high fidelity sound. And it is beautifully recorded on really nice vinyl. And yeah, the audio nerd in me is really into it. And my favorite part was when it was playing the heartbeat sound effect on top of the gentle rain
in
the pine forest. Because I was telling DJ Doug, it reminds me of falling asleep while camping.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very relaxing.
I was gonna say, like,
being, just transports me, man.
I was gonna say being raped in the pines, but that's a whole different song.
There was no screaming on that sound effects, at least not on side one, which is what we listened to. Maybe side two there was screaming. There was like a crowd cheering.
Oh yeah.
But
by the way, I researched that that album you're talking, the video game.
Yeah.
Romy Hosono.
Uh-huh.
And they're his interpretation of arcade music from the time. So he would take the songs do it himself.
That's kind of what I figured, cool. Because it didn't say anything on the album about, you know, from this game, or there was no copywriting or anything. So
like, he took famous games. Xevious is probably a weird game in Japan we've never had.
Okay.
And he played that. You did miss Dig Dug and Dig Dug 2 or in their Galaga.
Awesome.
Also.
I must confess, I actually inherited that album from an ex-boyfriend. Like,
it's a good one.
Probably, I don't know, well over 10 years ago, he like left it at my house after we had like a house party, and he did a DJ set, and I was like, I'm keeping this.
There's an 8-second track on there called Fanfare from Pole Position 2, which I think is a great title.
That is.
I kind of want to steal that.
Okay.
What was
your favorite sound effect over the gentle rain in the pine forest?
I liked it all. I didn't have a particular thing that stuck out to me.
I
really liked the video game stuff. That was my favorite.
That whole album's really good. And like I said, I'm not even a video game nerd, but
I don't know.
He just does it in this really approachable way, man.
The fanfare for a Pole Position 2 is great.
Okay. Maybe I should look out for more of a... what's his name? Harumi Hosono. Okay. I'm like, I might have to do a deep dive on that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, you were talking. I looked.
Oh, no, it's okay. Like I said, I think now I'm like more motivated.
He's got 45 albums.
Holy hot dog. Are they all video game inspired, or is it a whole mishmash of stuff?
73 through now, he's still active. No,
man,
it's all over the place.
This guy sounds awesome.
I'm sure a lot of it's like new age.
And I'm like I said, I've had this album, I adopted it years ago. And like
he's
I said, I would listen to it here and there, but I never really, you know, peeled back the layers until this very night.
He's everywhere. I'm sure a lot of it's bad.
Ubiquitous or omnipresent. It's like God.
I don't know any of the groups he plays with, though. I know a lot of Japanese acts, so I'm worried it might be a lot of Japanese New Age music, you know?
Interesting.
So it could be a lot of, some Yanni shit in there. But maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, like I should be, like, getting a facial while it's playing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm curious to...
Oh, is it some band called the Crapheads? That's a good name.
That's promising.
I've never heard them before. That's a good title.
Yeah.
1981. That's a good title for a band from 1981.
That is good.
Sorry. Continue. I get a little...
No, I'm excited now, too. We're going to have to go home like, listen to Crapheads, or maybe find a digital Crapheads song to play after this.
I think we're going to look for the Crapheads before we leave.
Please do. I fully support this. Yeah, so that was our fun little layering of sound effects and gentle rain in the pine forest.
Yes.
Oh, I really liked the sound of the drain.
Yeah, the drain was good.
The drain being unclogged because something about that is just like very calming and satisfying. Mm-hmm. Like, ah, yeah.
The Crab Heads are called Snake Man Show instead. Forget about it. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm as excited as you are. But yeah. Okay. And then we closed out the set with Every Dream Home, A Heartache by Roxy Music. Yes. Off the album For Your Pleasure, which was their second or third album. I'm not sure.
Something like that.
But
the third, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. That song is amazing. I mean, it's about a guy that's creepily obsessed with his blow-up doll, and...
As you should be.
My breath is inside you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that song so much. And, yeah, I thought that would be a nice... nice way to round that all out.
Yes.
And up next, I think we're gonna play some old school country.
Sort of. I mean, it's someone's son doing a song of their father's.
Well, we're gonna go back in time because I have some
back
country.
In time.
Shut up. I have some country from.
Back in time.
Get out of here.
Sorry. Won't do it again. What are you saying?
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're all good.
Are you quite through?
Back in time.
Get out of
here. The rule of threes, I'm done. What are you saying?
I have some
you rang.
From the 20s and 30s. So I guess we're going to kind of go back in time, but we're going to start with some early 70s art.
Arlo.
Yeah, that
Arthro's
one.
Arlo's better.
Yeah, I was doing a portmanteau unintentionally.
Some guy doing his dad's music. His dad was doing music of other people, so it's kind of a cover of a cover of a cover.
He's the cream of some young guy.
Cover of a cover of a cover. Yes.
See what I did there?
Yes.
Okay.
Wayne's World.
Yep, ready when you are.
All right.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, where the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs, and singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you'll see. Watch the kids dance round the big Christmas tree. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. You ask about work and you ask about pay, and they'll tell you they make less than $1 a day, working their copper claims and risking their lives. It's fun to spend a Christmas with the children and wife. A little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you've got to keep quiet. To hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stick their heads in the door, and one of them yelled and screamed, "There's a fire!" Lady, she hollered, there's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing. A few people rushed and it was only a few. It's just the scabs and the thugs fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down. And the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, about 100 or more. But most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs had laughed at their murderous joke. And the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to that tree. The scabs outside still left a dare spree. And the children that died there were 73. Piano played a slow funeral tune. The town was lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
Now, folks, we're going to play some good dance music. If you ain't right, get right. Get ready now. Let's go. Hot dog.
Thank you.
build me a log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by. She flies, she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July. I've played cards in England, I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. My silver and my gold. In Spain, I'll bet you $10 I beat you this game. Oh, the cuckoo is a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day July.
On a summer's day in the month of May, a burly bum came a-hiking. Down a shady lane in the sugar cane, he was searching for his liking. As he strolled along, he sang a song of a land of milk and honey, where a bum can stay for many a day, and he won't need any money. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain. In the big rock candy mountain, the cops have wooden legs, the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. Now I wanna go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow. In the big rock candy mountain.
Understand how can my reasons for living slip too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run,